If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer here, helping you get your business right by reminding you that small business is big business and your business is our business. How do you do?
I am doing fantastic.
Nice.
I am just super, super excited. And I'm creating some friction.
What are you doing there?
Creating some friction.
You sure you want to do that?
I do. Isn't it good? It's going to warm me up.
You know, a lot of people think that friction is good. And do you remember back in the 80s when MTV came out? And what was like one of the very first songs that ever came out? Video Killed the Radio Star. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. You might want to think again when it comes to friction. Because friction is the one thing that is guaranteed to kill your customer experience.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right? You know, how hard do you make it for people to do business with you? I have a very tragic story.
A tragic story?
Tragic story.
Everybody gather around. Angel has a tragic story.
Of customer experience gone wrong.
Let's hear it.
So I take my son in to get his haircut at a, you know, the local little haircut place that we typically go to.
A haircuttery. Yes.
And we've been at this haircuttery before. And so his name is in the system. And they realize, and I don't remember, it was his birthday. It was the day before his birthday. It was his birthday.
Okay.
And she says, oh, he gets a free birthday haircut.
Congratulations, Michael. That's awesome.
I'm pretty excited.
Right?
Like, yes.
Didn't you say this is a bad story?
A tragic story, right? So here I go to get my son his haircut.
Yes.
I'm all ready to take care of that. But, you know, upon entering, we realize he gets a free birthday haircut. This
all
is
right.
Great news. She says, oh, but in order to get the free birthday haircut, you have to sign up for the VIP or the newsletter. You had to sign up.
All right.
Okay.
Easy enough. Sign me up.
She says, well, you have to do it online.
Oh.
Okay. All right, fine. So, you know, get out my phone and I go to their little website and I sign up, you know, online. Okay,
all right.
Fine. So I did all that. She says, okay, so they're going to send you an email. I'm like, well,
you don't get your email.
I don't get my
phone.
Email on my phone. Now she knows it's his birthday.
Right.
She knows I just signed up.
Right.
But now I don't have the email.
But you haven't validated by getting the email.
Yeah. Oh, I said, okay, so can I use your computer and log into my email so I can get this? Oh, no.
No.
No, no, no.
That's
can't.
Our computer.
That's our. You can't be back here, lady.
These keys are special.
Right? Okay. Maybe I'll go home and go and print up the email. Maybe I'll go do that. And
could we just get it started?
But, you know, while he's got his, you know, he's in the chair getting his haircut, I'll run home. And I'll go get the email.
This sounds like a lot of friction.
A whole lot of friction.
How do you feel about it now? How many years ago was that?
It was several.
Right?
Several years ago. Anyways, turned out, don't bother going home, lady, because we send all those birthday emails on the first of the month, and now it's the sixth of the month, and you won't have gotten it anyway. So he'll get his free birthday haircut
next year.
Now, Now, I walked in, pretty happy customer, right? Walked in, pretty happy customer, going to buy my son a haircut. Not challenging.
I don't want to be anywhere near you. And I'm thinking, in the retelling of the story, I'm too close.
Wow. Right? But how often do we make it so hard for our customers to do business with us, especially if you were trying to give them a bonus? How often have you wanted to give somebody a bonus? Well, but this is for new customers only. Or you have to do it on a day that doesn't end in Y. And you make it so hard. Why are the businesses that are successful right now doing so well? Because they have created a frictionless economy.
Oh.
Right? Customers hate friction in business. I want to pull it up, I want to click the button, and I want it to be done.
You know, this requires a little more than just a little thought. It requires a lot of thought in saying, what are the points of friction? You know, at what point do you put speed bumps down to
perhaps it looks like this.
Benefit you.
I'm sorry, please hold. Friction.
Oh, how about this? No purchase, no bathrooms.
Ooh. I'm sorry. Sorry, we have to transfer you to another department.
Oh, how about this? No, we can't change your drink. You have to buy another one.
Just this morning, I'm at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting up quite a long time, and my drink's not coming out. Turns out, like, they must have given it away to somebody else, because she's like, I don't even have a little sticker for that. Mm. So then they make, you know, supposedly my drink. I'm still standing there. She's like, why are you still standing here? I still haven't gotten my drink. The guy says, I made that drink twice somewhere. Somebody got my drink.
Wow.
But then they made me a great big drink, and it was fine. But, you know, we get stuck in long checkout lines, or the auto, you know, self-service thing, you know, kind of gets jammed up.
The long way to the doctor's office. You know, there's so many different things. The cable guy who never shows up.
Yep, right? You know, long windows of you've got to be home from 9 to 4, and we'll send somebody in there sometime. But it's anything at all that makes doing business with somebody else
easier. What is easy? Well, Amazon.
They've got that one click.
Amazon is easy.
Oh my gosh, can it get any simpler than their one click purchasing?
PayPal.
Easy.
You know, Uber.
Easy. Super easy.
Might even be saying it's Uber easy.
Uber easy. The dealership that picks up your car for service instead of you having to bring it in.
Yeah.
Easy. Right? Thinking about how you can make it so easy, right? And you could substitute frictionless for easy.
Sure.
You can substitute the word easy for convenient, like the bank that has extended hours. I was actually the little massage place that I go to. They're open till 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
They open at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're open on Sundays, right? These are easy, convenient. You know, how you take credit cards, you know, invoicing. Do you have to print it out? Do they have to write you a check? Do they have to mail it? Like, can we just click and transfer the money right from my account into your account? Convenient. Easy.
So ask yourself, what are those friction points in your business? And each business will be different. Each business will have its own points of less than easy. But figure out where are you kind of rubbing up against your customer, slowing down progress, or even having a complaint or a disagreement. You know, it is easy to slip into the argument mode with a customer because we forget that the customer is the one who signs our paychecks, right? So think about, what does your customer really want? What do you want when you do business with somebody? And go through every step of your sales cycle or the interaction that you have with your customers and overhaul it.
Right?
Make it easy.
Yeah, go through your website. You know, when you walk in the front door, when somebody calls you on the phone, when they're trying to make an appointment, when they're trying to pay you, when they're any step of the way, every interaction with your customers is a chance to create a memorable experience. But also let's substitute friction-free experience. Let's take the hiccups. Let's take the challenges out of the way, because if we don't, somebody else will.
Right.
We think, well, they've done business with me before. They'll just continue to. even though I make it hard for them. Even though I'm consistently late, or I don't return phone calls, or I leave them on hold for a long time.
Right.
Or, you know, my billing system is really challenging. No, no, no. This is an app economy. It's a friction-free economy. If I can't do it, I mean, these days, I check into the airport, like, you know, get my boarding pass on my phone.
It's going to be easy.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
Order the car, and they just show up.
You can order your Starbucks.
Order my Starbucks.
Pick it up.
I did that the other day.
Did
I left the hotel, got a little Uber, showed up at the Starbucks, walked in, grabbed my drink, got back in, and headed over to the conference.
How crazy is that?
It was like Batman crazy.
It was easy.
It was so easy.
All right, so there it is. Friction kills the customer experience, and we invite you to figure the ways, you know, find where the points of friction are in your business and figure out how can you make it easy. If you'd like to, we'd love to see your comments on this video that we do here on our Facebook Live for the points that you have taken into consideration and made frictionless for your customer experience. That would be a great way to interact with us as well. And so, you know, and by the way, video did not kill the radio star. You are still alive and well, Angel. You're doing fine. You made it easy.
I'm a zombie.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute. Gang, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk is just on the other side of these messages. You are listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. We are the most positive business talk show hosts in America, and we're interested in helping you accelerate your business. If you'd like to know how, simply click on experiencepros.com and click the button that shows you our guaranteed tools. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning into this, the home of positive business talk. We do want to interact with you, and I want to ask you the question. How's your 401k?
How's your 401k? Are you even participating in your company's 401k? Well, today is the day to talk about 401k. It's 401k day. We're going to talk about why you should participate if your employer offers a plan, how to effectively save, because 401k plans are actually helping millions of Americans save for their retirement. And according to the Investment Company Institute's research, Americans have more than $5 trillion in their 401k plans. How much of that is for you? To talk about 401ks is Sarah Holden, Senior Director, Retirement and Investor Research at the Investment Company Institute. Sarah Holden, welcome to Experience Pros.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So, Sarah, September 8th is 401k day, and who decided that? Who made that rule?
Who gave them a holiday?
That's a thing.
Well, the decision was that we started the week on Labor Day celebrating workers and labor, and that we would end the week, therefore, focusing on saving for retirement. So that's how Friday after Labor Day became 401k day. So it's a great time to think about your job and what you're doing to prepare for when you're no longer working.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about, for those that don't know what their 401k plan is, you know, what is it and why they should contribute?
So your 401k plan is a plan that would be offered at your job. It might have another name. It could be called a 403b or it could be called a savings plan. But the basic idea is that it allows you to put money into an account to save for retirement. You get to put that money in before tax, so you save money immediately right up front. While the money stays in the account, it's invested and it grows and compounds, and all of that gets to grow tax-free. It's tax-deferred. And you don't start paying taxes until you hit retirement and you actually take the money out. And as you take the money out, it's counted as income because now you're drawing on it to be income in retirement. So it's a benefit that may be included in your package at your current employer.
All right. Let me ask you this then. How much should one contribute to? Are there limits to the amount of money that we can contribute to our 401k?
There are limits on how much you can put in. The important thing, though, is to be sure that you take advantage of any employer contributions there might be. So 9 out of 10 participants are in a plan where the employer puts money into their accounts, and the main way that the employer does that is often through what's called a matching contribution. And so to get that matching contribution, you have to put some money in. A typical formula would be if I contributed 6% of my pay, and my employer matches 50 cents on the dollar, they would put in a whole nother 3%, so I would be saving 9% into my 401k account to build that nest egg. So it's important to be sure to max out on that employer contribution, because otherwise you're leaving money on the table, actually. And once you've done that, the next step is you've got to decide on the investing.
Okay, so sure. Now you've got all this money, right, that you didn't have, you know, that your company is offering, and you think, okay, the 3%, it's not a lot, but it really does start to add up. Now, don't most companies kind of have their own options that you get to choose from, or is this just carte blanche?
So each 401k plan, the employer is designing this as a benefit that they're offering the workers that they want to attract to come work there. So they have a lineup of investment options. Typically, there's more than 20 of them, and they'll include a full range of things. So there'll be domestic stocks and foreign stocks and bond funds, and there could be mixed or balanced funds. So there's all these choices that the plan sponsor has, you know, researched and put into the plan for you, and then you can decide where you want your money to be invested. And that's great. There's many people who are like, oh, great, 20 options, I'm going to go for it. There's some other folks who may be overwhelmed by that or think that's complicated or, you know, are busy. You know, we're busy. We've got other things we're working on, in which case they could actually just choose to put their money into what's called a target date fund. And with the target date fund, you're picking one investment. It's diversified, so it's going to invest in both stocks and bonds. And it's going to rebalance for you over time as the fund approaches the target date. And the target date is the date that you expect to retire. So as you're approaching retirement and the fund is approaching its target date, it will be rebalancing to become more focused on income. So when you get to retirement and you start focusing on income, it's all aligned for you.
You know, Sarah, I'm a single man, and I had thought I had a different definition for target date. But I understand what you just said, and that makes a lot of sense. Now, let's talk about from the company's perspective. Is it complicated for a company to implement a 401k program for their employees?
So 401k plans, the company has to set it up, and so they will need some legal help doing that. There's a legal requirements in terms of you have to file with the Department of Labor. There's IRS rules to comply with. But that said, there's more than 550,000 401k plans out there. So many employers have taken this step to offer this benefit to their employees, and there's some 55 million active participants in these plans.
Wow. Wow.
That's a lot of people.
You know, because it just feels like there's still a lot of people who aren't participating. So it's good to hear that the numbers are. Now, I know it really is challenging if you move jobs and you change jobs and,
right,
you know, making sure that you really take that money with you, because a lot of people tend to keep it at the old place, and you don't really recommend that, do you, Sarah?
Well, it's a choice. So when you're changing jobs, and as Americans, we do change jobs over our career, and you have basically three possibilities. You may actually want to leave it behind at the previous employer if you liked the investment lineup and you were happy with that money there. But there's a possibility you lose track of it. So maybe you want to move it to your new employer. If the new employer will accept the money, you would be able to do that. The thing that you can always do is open up an IRA, an individual retirement account, and then you can roll the money from your 401k into an IRA. And as you go from job to job, you can consolidate all of your accounts in that one spot. And that way you're able to keep track of it and watch it grow in one place.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is exciting that 401k has their own holiday.
Absolutely. Sarah, do us a favor, if you will, please give us some contact information for our listeners if they want to follow up with you about this conversation.
Yeah, so So ICI has a website, ICI.org, and we have a 401k resource page. And on that page, you'll find documents that have FAQs, which explain the basics of 401k plans. There's also a lot of research which shows you what the current participants in these plans are doing with their money. How are they actually investing? How many of them are in target date funds or equity funds? And so a whole lot of good information at ICI.org.
ICI.org, that stands for Investment Company Institute.org, ICI.org. Sarah Holden, thank you for joining us, and thank you for adding value to our listeners.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
It's a privilege. And gang, it is a privilege to have you on the line as well. Thank you for tuning into this, the home of positive business talk. It's time for us to go to the bottom of the hour news, but when we come back, more of what you've come to expect here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. So don't go anywhere, and if you do, bring back three friends. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. What you do today impacts your chances of staying mentally sharp and independent as you age. Dr. Philip Gorelick, vascular neurologist, explains.
Over time, the arteries carrying blood to the brain may narrow or become damaged, which can lead to dementia. The good news is that managing risk factors and managing them early on can keep those arteries strong and make a world of difference for our long-term brain health.
A presidential advisory from the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, defines brain health and identifies seven simple steps we can take to keep our brains sharper longer.
The American Heart Association's Life Simple 7 gives us a blueprint of things we can do to help maintain a healthy brain throughout life. Manage blood pressure, control cholesterol, reduce blood sugar, get physically active, eat a healthy diet, lose extra weight, and quit smoking.
For tips on healthy aging and to learn more about being healthy for good, visit heart.org/brainhealth.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with a broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business and your lifestyle right.
Well, and according to family fitness experts Danny and Denise Loxon, working out with your children goes far beyond physical benefits. They say that we all live busy lives, and it's hard to make time for exercise, but it doesn't have to be time-consuming or feel like a chore. And Danny and Denise are living proof that working out as a family has many benefits. The husband and wife team built their own relationship at the gym, and since then they have dedicated their lives to teaching families how to improve their personal connections through exercise. And on the phone with us is Denise Loxon. Denise, welcome to Experience Pros.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Denise, very nice to have you on. And you know, I think this is an important issue, getting everybody, we tend to live a sedentary lifestyle. And even as I say this, my entire body hurts because I worked out today. And I wish I could share that with my son. But he trumped me by telling me that he's walked 60 miles this week alone in his job.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Okay, so most people don't have those kinds of answers for you, I imagine, Denise. How do I get my son? My son probably put 60 hours on his video games in these last couple of weeks. How do I get the whole family a little more active?
You know, one thing we always start with is setting the intention. What we've done, and we've had other families do, because we've had other families in a very similar situation saying, okay, we didn't start earlier. We didn't start when they were younger, which obviously is the best time to really instill that in them. But they're teenagers now. How do we get them? How do we pull them away from their cell phones and get them active? Well, that's when you rally them together and you say, hey, we're a team. Let's sit down at the table, and we need to think of some activities that we can do together. But most importantly, set the intention and say, we're going to get active, and we're going to start developing some habits for a lifetime. Now, of course, the teenagers are going to roll their eyes.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
They're going to roll their eyes, and they're not going to jump on the bandwagon. But that's not the point. The point is setting the intention, because you don't know if you're making the impact for tomorrow, but you're making the impact for a year, 5 years, into their adulthood. The things we teach them in their young years aren't the things they're going to hold on right at that moment. It's what we're instilling into their adulthood, because let's face it, it's the adulthood, those are the years that are the longest.
Yeah.
Those are the years that we need our health. When you're young, you don't feel like you need to be fit or anything like that. So you're setting the intention for their future.
Okay. So what are some things that we can say to them while we're at the table and they're rolling their eyes that will get the whole family active? How can we motivate a positive step in the right direction?
Well, a few things. Obviously, each kid is individual and each family is individual. But you can certainly say, okay, guys, all I'm asking for is one day a week. That's all I'm asking for. We're going to go to walk as a family. Or all I'm asking for, and if a parent asks their young people, can you give me this? Can you give me one day a week? Because believe it or not, even though they're rolling their eyes, fitness is becoming such a movement that even these young people, they do want it. Even though they're hiding behind their cell phones and their video games, everybody wants to be fit. And they understand. And we're in great times. These are the best times because it's becoming so popular to be fit, to exercise, to eat healthy, that, again, you're setting for their future. So you just ask them, hey, let's do something. And then you ask them, what do you think we can do as a family? Start honoring them, respecting them for their input in making these family decisions.
I love it. Right. We're talking with Denise Loxon about getting your family more active. And she says, fitness is the key to brain health, mental, emotional, and stress management. Of course, then weight loss and a fit body are wonderful side effects. Denise, in my house, all five of us have an Apple Watch that tracks our fitness. And we're kind of competitive as to making sure that everybody got their circles and kind of met their needs for the day, which has been kind of fun to be a little competitive that way. But you say you actually have a family fit test to determine how active is your family. Do we do that online or can we do that right here?
No, we actually do that in the gym. It's something we do with our group of families. But if you go to yokebar.com, and that is something that we've created for families to use that maximizes their time, because we understand time is so limited now. So we had to create something that we can all individually use at our own fitness level that gets us fit in the fastest amount of time.
Okay, so what is Yokebar?
You know, it's an overhanging apparatus that I use it just to stretch in the morning, and then some people use it. It's a whole body fitness system that individual family members can use, or you can use in your workout. But just having it around and having that kind of equipment lets people know, lets your family members know, we're a fitness family. So,
all right.
Yokebar.
Yeah. Yokebar.com.
Yoke, yokebar.com. And yeah, that's kind of fascinating. But if you've got things around, right, maybe a fitness balls or Yokebar.
Right.
Just lets people know that you can, that we are a fitness family, and going for walks after dinner and just getting more involved and asking your kids, what can we do as a family? And I know I'm right with you, Denise. When we would do things and just like take a soccer ball after dinner over to the park, and my kids just felt so connected to us as parents, and they felt we felt so much more energetic and alive than if we just sat on the couch and ate ice cream after dinner. I know that you are living proof that working out as a family has incredible benefits. Besides Yokebar, is that where you want people to go to follow you, or is there anything else you want them to do?
You know, if you're really focusing on family and fitness and how to incorporate that, then definitely my website at DeniseLoxon.com.
And Denise, spell that for us, if you will, please.
Denise, DeniseLoxon.com.
All right, so Denise, what is like your family's favorite thing to do together?
Well, we have a gym that we've created. First of all, we started it in our garage. So we like to just hang out and just kind of play around with those things. And believe it or not, since the kids were little and they're all young adults now, we love to go for walks still. We do very intense exercises twice a week together as a group. And then our favorite is going for walks because our conversations are so rich and there's such an emotional connection.
I love it.
I love it too. Denise, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
It's Denise Loxin. You can find her at Denise Loxin, LOCSIN.com. A beautiful picture of her and her husband and four beautiful children as well. And go check out yolkbar.com as well. The way that I would describe Yolk Bar is kind of like the metal version of a TRX system. So it's kind of free weight with your body hanging from the ceiling.
So you said your son walked 60 miles,
right? He works at Target, and it's one of those super Targets, so it's a big store. And he's been putting in some overtime because of the holiday and all of that. But, yeah, he wrote me today, and he said he's put in 60 miles.
Wow.
That is more than two marathons this week alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. My son works at a restaurant. He logs quite a few steps, and he's pretty impressed with that. But
I have yet to hit 10,000 steps in a day. And I'm thinking,
but you're not tracking it.
I'm feeling like I was.
Yeah, what happened to your Fitbit?
It's charging.
It's charging. He's like, I have an answer for
it's
this.
It's an inappropriate time to laugh.
I was just noticing. I haven't hit 10,000 steps, but then I realized you don't have any way to track that. Well, our Apple Watch tracks our activity.
Yeah.
And there's three different circles you have to hit in a day.
Okay.
One is that you've stood up and walked around for at least 1 minute out of every hour. So you have to get 12 of those.
I do that, no problem.
You've got to get your exercise, your 30 minutes of exercise in.
What is it? What is that? What counts as exercise?
You've got to actually exercise.
For 30 minutes every day?
For 30 minutes every day.
It's ridiculous.
And then your move goal, which is burning active calories. That depends on your weight and all that, right? And so you have three chances to fill your circles every day. I'm just waiting for my last circle, but I need 12 hours of the day.
It's not showing.
Oh, shoot. 12 hours of the day. I can't get that early. You have to wait until 12 hours have passed.
There you go. Gang, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back right after these messages. Wrap up this program. Put a smile on your face. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time homebuyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. We're thrilled that you're a part of it. Thank you for participating. And for those of you who are watching by way of our Facebook Live, may we encourage you to always click share on the videos and let people know that there's a revolution happening in the way that people treat people in business.
And we are going to create a revolution right now. When was the last time you sent a handwritten thank you card to somebody?
It's been a few months.
You know, when was the last time you received a handwritten thank you card from somebody?
Probably a few months.
Probably even longer, right? We are so digital these days that, you know, quick little thank you text or quick little email.
Easier.
Is way easier. Even a Facebook post, chiming in on their Facebook. Although I do kind of like that one, to send a little thank you right there, a public post on Facebook.
Sure.
It's not quite the same as a handwritten note card, but I do think it has great impact.
It's greater got its place, absolutely.
Greater than sending an email. And here's why. You know, you think about when you send a thank you email, somebody sees it. But they're scrolling through. How many emails do they get in a given day? Hundreds.
Sure.
And so they see it, they read it, and now they've moved on. And they didn't really spend any time really thinking about or contemplating, you know, or having an, you know, that email didn't really, unless you were really good at what you said.
Right.
You know, very impactful in what you wrote.
Yeah.
It probably didn't have the kind of impact you were hoping it would have. But if you send something in the mail, right, where you have to handwrite in something that stood out to you in the meeting or something that they've done, a personal impression.
It says that you took more than a second to, you know, we had a friend a long time ago named Jonathan who used to say, you know, when you do the least, you send the message, I cared enough to send the least.
To send the very least, right? And so that's what an email thank you is. It's the very least.
You know, and when you say, well, it's the least I can do, think about those words for a minute. Really?
Is
that what you're going for?
And so handwritten on stationery, your thoughts, your words, and you think, okay, well, my penmanship might be a little sloppy or, you know, it's hard to read. You can actually delegate this out to somebody else who has good handwriting. But you're probably your worst critic. And if you have to take a little extra second to slow down to improve your handwriting to make it legible.
If you're going to go through the process of writing a handwritten note, why not do it correctly?
Right.
And you know, so there's a couple of things that we want to talk about here in the process of writing handwritten notes and saying thank you to people for specifics. Yeah, again, and so we've covered that. Be specific about what it is you're thanking them for, or draw out an element that you appreciated in the meeting that you had or whatever. The second thing is handwritten is not the same as electronic handwriting.
Now, I know there are a lot of resources out there where you can they can simulate your handwriting.
We're not knocking those resources.
But people know that it's automated.
Correct.
Right? They know it's a digital service. And so if you're going to use a digital service, I wouldn't bother with having it match your handwriting. Just use the fonts that they provide you.
Smart.
Because people know that this wasn't really handwritten. They still appreciate the sentiment, though.
Sure.
Right? That you took some time. And so here I received a card in the mail, and I've got my stack of bills. I've got my stack of third-class mail. I'm going to open that handwritten note card first. I'm going to keep that handwritten note card. It's not getting thrown in the mail or in the trash.
And no, it's not. You're opening it first because it's not a bill. You're keeping it because it's not a bill and because it made you feel amazing. And guess what's going to happen? Other people are going to see it and they're going to read it and they're going to look at it because you're posting it. Maybe it's on your desk. Maybe it's on your mantle. Maybe it's on your bulletin board. And we knew somebody who stuck them in the closet but kept them hanging on a wall in the closet.
The average note card is seen by 6 people.
Right.
6. And so that's your brand being shared out there with 6 people versus that thank you email that is just between you and the recipient. 6 people. So it's great branding. It's a great connection. It's a great way to really express your gratitude and show the sentiment. And it shows I took a little extra time. So when do you send a thank you card? Always. Anytime. You don't even really need an excuse. Did you meet with somebody? Did you have a great conversation? Did somebody stand out to you in the way they handled a project or a decision or a confrontation or even just a conversation? Those are great excuses. I fell in love with handwriting note cards when my daughters were in braces. And the reason is because at the orthodontist, we used to have to go regularly for them to have their little teeth, they're tightened.
Adjusted. Yeah, sure.
And in the lobby, in the waiting room of the orthodontist, he had a writing desk, a small little writing desk with a display of note cards that you, as the person waiting, were welcome to use. And I remember sitting there one day and opening up my calendar, and this is when I was still carrying around my Franklin planner. And I just looked at the people I had interacted with the week before.
Sure.
And decided to write a couple of handwritten note cards to them. And it created, at the time, it was a brand new habit for me or a brand new thing for me.
Right.
But it turned into such a valuable tool for building relationships and connecting with clients, you know, connecting with power partners, with great vendors. And nothing else replaces it. Nothing. You know, you think about all the different things you can send out as a flyer for your business.
Sure.
You know, what can I put in the mail? What kind of, you know, promotional material could I create? nothing.
The goodwill that is generated by a handwritten note card absolutely is irreplaceable. You can't duplicate it. You can't do anything. And the greatest salesman in the world still writes dozens of handwritten note cards every single day.
It doesn't take a lot of time.
Nope.
It's not very expensive, but the impact, the return on impact, you know, you want an ROI, you want a return on impact, handwritten note cards are definitely the way to do that. And of course, other ways that you can show appreciation, right? Verbal praise, emails, a small gift, you know, maybe even taking people out for lunch or for coffee, and they are a great way to show appreciation. You don't have to give up on that, but just recognize that the handwritten note card sets you apart from your competition.
And what sets you also apart is listening to this, the Experience Pros Radio Show. We're going to call it a day, but we'll be back again tomorrow. So join us. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Angel and Eric, and this is the most positive business talk show in America.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.